What was that?
Fucking hell. 2 weeks off and it's gone fuck up already.
What's happening, everybody? We're here.
Bit rusty.
Can't remember the button. Just shaking off the cobwebs. Who was listening to the bloody stream music in the background there? Sorry about that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Believe it or not, we're a professional podcast outfit, and welcome to the Dice and Die Show. My name's Luke. I'm your host, your DM, GM, best friend. Best friend, Park.
Best friend, Luke.
Best friend, Luke. Hello, everybody. I mean, everybody's already kind of been speaking and introducing themselves, but let's get crack-a-lacking. So let's go with who we joined with, the usual crowd, Gavin Bourne.
Good evening.
Your mic is really quiet. What have you done?
Well, you told me to turn it down earlier. Is it too loud now? Am I like, peeking through the arse now?
I don't know, but just then it sounded like you were in a different room.
Like a little Poe just peeking through the arse.
We've started well tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And we're back.
Gavin Bourne. Bolt thrower. That's door me. Swashbuckler. Wait, how many bottles of wine have you drunk so far this evening?
Well, I'm on about my fourth glass, so.
Wicked. Yeah. Wicked.
Big glasses.
Cool. We got James Bly, Scapes the Human Paladin.
Hello.
Lisa Horton, Millicent, the Half Elven Bard.
Hello. Hi.
And last and most definitely least, Sean Franny Pants Lee.
There he is. Watch out.
Here he is. Lock up your daughters.
Lock up your frannies. Franny Pants is it.
Pock the dwarf.
The duck killer.
Is that what he's got? I've forgotten his name.
What are you? Pock, Druid, isn't it? Pock, gnome? I don't fucking know. You'll be dead soon, so it's fine.
It's okay.
Jesus. Right, okay. So for people listening at home, you wouldn't know any of this. But we haven't recorded in, like, I think 3 weeks. We've missed the past couple of weeks for personal reasons. So, yeah, we are shaking off some cobwebs, getting back into it. Fuck me, I don't even remember where we are in the storyline, but we'll get with that.
I
think you've won. I think you've pretty much you've got to the 50th level. Rescued the princess. Yeah, cool.
Scapes had his claws in the black spider's hands and was just about to throw him off the cliff.
Yeah,
that's what I remember.
I imagine it as a her, so I was about to throw her off the
cliff. Off the cliff. So I do apologize.
With a tear and a Ryan, she gave the whole kind of like, like tears in the rain speech.
Have you seen
then we won.
Sea beams.
Yeah, I've seen things you wouldn't dream of. Yeah, it was awesome. It was great.
Brilliant. I'm looking forward to hearing that episode back when it gets released. Podcast.
I'm sweating now. I've got to make one up to everyone's voices.
Cool. So if you're just joining us for the first time, why? Go back to episode one. The quality might not be great, but you know, you're missing out on a huge chunk of stuff. We are, as I said, Dice and Die Show. We, believe it or not, do play D&D occasionally. And that's us. We are still making our way through the starter set, Lost Mine of Phandelver. There's been weeks. Go back and listen to the start. I'm sure. I don't know what I'm doing, guys. Where are we? How is everybody? That's what we normally do. We normally talk shit for a bit, don't we? So how is everybody? What's everybody been up to for the past 3 weeks? I've not spoken to anyone in ages. I've just been quietly dying inside.
I jumped on some mushrooms and I jumped on a special box that had a little question mark on it and I got a mushroom.
You weren't in someone's ass, were you?
No, I was playing Mario, man. I've been playing Mario for like the last week.
Oh yeah, which one? Right.
I love that.
I love Mario. There's something about Mario that is like,
you know what? Because I've got the Switch. I got the Nintendo back catalog thing, and it was £3.50 for the month. And
nice.
I thought I'll get it, and because my mate was bringing this kid over, and he's absolutely insanely mad about Mario. So, but I was playing Mario 3 on the train. It's so good.
That is like the best one. That man is fucking.
I can't remember which ones were which. I had the old, like the Nintendo. I don't know what it was called. Not the SNES. The one before that.
The NES.
The NES.
It wasn't a super.
But Mario 3 came out on the NES, I think, didn't it?
It did. That was
the little raccoon ears and the tail.
That's the one. And you had like it was like one of the first ones with the map, and you had like between levels, yes, you get to move around the map. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And there were so many levels, man, and such variety. Yeah. Mm. It was absolutely insane.
And then 64 came along.
Oh, yeah, well, you're jumping forward like 10 years, but yeah, it
did. Oh, really? I don't understand gaming.
Mario 64 bring platforming to a new generation, mate.
That game was epic, man. I got an N64 just for that game. It was insane.
That's what, man.
I had two mates, and they were in care, actually, and we used to stand in Comet over at Dagenham, right, for about 5 hours at a time. They would kick about playing Mario 64 on the N64 they had in there.
Nice.
It was amazing. It was some of our best times.
Yeah, brilliant. Unfortunately, pretty much everything else on the N64 was pretty crap. I sold
GoldenEye,
it.
That was about it, I think.
GoldenEye was awesome, absolutely. Yeah. I ended up part-Xing it in the end, getting a PlayStation. But yeah,
absolutely.
Mario was good.
Oh, he's got the old N64 there. There you go.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that.
Nice.
I really liked the GameCube. I thought the GameCube was an amazing
game. I had a GameCube.
I played that.
It was. Do you know what it lacked? Like, it didn't have the support. Like, it didn't have the games. Like, people weren't making games because Nintendo still had a really bad policy at the time.
Nintendo, after the Wii was like really great. Everyone loved the Wii. It was very gimmicky. And then the Wii U came out and it just got completely bypassed. Loads of people bought it and just got shat on because they didn't do anything for it.
Yeah. I think they were very clever making actually a sensible console. Mm. But I think with the Switch, they kind of done really well because
the Switch is great. Yeah,
they've kind of done
a game console, isn't it?
I think the Wii definitely was. The Wii U was just there was nothing new and original about it. But they learned their lesson. I think like the Wii U, there was only like 3 years between the Wii U and the Switch coming out.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot.
With the Switch came new licensing policy, which brought a lot of quality games to the Switch.
Yeah.
That they wouldn't have had if they hadn't changed the way that they licensed their product.
Well, they got it right. I mean, the one thing that Nintendo always did well was their handheld consoles. There's no one could ever touch them.
Definitely, because the PSP was good, but it weren't as good as the Nintendo.
No. Isn't that weird? Because it was so much better, but there was nothing like a game. I remember getting a Game Boy back in like 91.
Yeah.
Like that. I'm being a prick tonight, aren't I? But yeah, it was amazing, man. Like, and ever since then, they've just owned it, haven't they?
Absolutely. Really?
Yeah.
And they fucked up with, because the SNES was brilliant. I think I was more of a Mega Drive person personally, or the Sega Genesis for our American listeners. But the SNES was cool. And they fucked up the N64 because they stayed with cartridge. You know, the world was evolving into CDs where you could get bigger and better games, better graphics, and the 64 was just left behind.
Thing is, as well, is
if you had GoldenEye,
those CD games cost you 40 quid, but a brand new cartridge cost you like 60, 70 quid.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that was a big fail that they done,
And piracy as well, because obviously people are going to buy consoles that can be chipped, that you can copy games. I mean, the Dreamcast bombed because like piracy was so easy on the Dreamcast. You know,
well, again, Sega lost their way with the Saturn beforehand. Yeah, they just couldn't They couldn't.
The Dreamcast was ahead of its time, man.
Oh yeah, definitely.
If it made of about 10 years later, it would have been a good console. Like it had so many things that we now have on other consoles, but they just, the whole interconnectivity that they had, the idea that they had with the internet and the Dreamcast.
Yeah, Fantasy Star Online and all of that.
You bring around your little charge pack that gives all your data and, they had it, but, you know, it was 10 years too early.
Yeah.
This conversation is crazy for me because I literally never owned a single Nintendo console ever.
What did you have, Lisa?
I went from PlayStation to
Xbox.
No, my first games, well, if you can call it a games console, was an Amstrad Commodore.
That's great. Commodore 64.
It wasn't a 64, it was a later model, but I had an Amiga 500 Plus and then a Commodore.
Don't say that. That was my favourite machine, that Amiga 500. Because I never had any Nintendos. My dad wouldn't buy them for me. He said, you've got to have a computer.
Yes.
The 500 Plus was the best thing.
Yeah. What was the one with that game on it? The blip.
What, Atari?
Atari
2600. Yeah.
I had a
Pong, what it was called.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
So I've got Atari 2600 and a a Spectrum, and then Einstein.
One of them somewhere.
Jesus, that was Amiga, shit. Man. Like, it had Monkey Island, it had Zool, it had fucking Lemmings. It had so many good games. But also, it had like a really good, like, you could load up Workbench and, like, you know, and Deluxe Paint, like the paint program was brilliant.
I'll spend hours putting the voice to text, text to voice thing
in. Stephen Hawking type
just
thing.
Just putting rude words in.
Yeah.
My balls.
Yeah. And then I went from that to went from that to Master System, Mega Drive.
Master System. Amazing.
I've still got them all. They're all in my room, like, set up.
I wish.
Me and Pete have been playing loads of retro games over lockdown and stuff. I went from that to then to PlayStation, and then been PlayStation all the way, except for a brief dip into Xbox and then back out again.
Same, yeah. I went from PS2 to a 360. It was like secondhand off eBay. And I had that for a couple of years, and I always wanted a PS3, just couldn't afford one.
A ridiculous price.
Yeah, and then as soon as I got my hands on one, I never went back. So I got PS3.
Anyone fancy the PS5 or the new Xbox?
I've already pre-ordered it.
Really? On the PS5?
Me and Emily were discussing going off.
Are you going fully digital, or are you going to the disc version? I'd have to have this version because it's backwards compatible as well.
See, so none of this makes sense to me. I'm not like a gamer, although I've just completed Fallout New Vegas.
I've got the concept
of having a console where you download your games is alien to me.
I hate that. I hate that.
I've never had a console that does that.
See, I thought I wouldn't like it. Literally the last year I've only downloaded games. Been bought for me. Last of Us 2 I downloaded and played at midnight on the day of launch.
Oh, do you know what I did download from Steam?
Sorry.
2 Point Hospital. It's the Theme Hospital remake.
Nice.
Ah, it was so much fun.
I could never get that game. I never understood. I just used to kill everyone. I just couldn't get it. I had a Theme Park, though, was wicked.
Yeah.
A Roller Coaster Tycoon,
that's
too.
The one.
That was my life for a long time.
Yeah, that Sims 1 and
Sims 1. I had like all the expansion packs for Sims. I loved Black and White. That game, you played a god, and you had like an animal kind of. Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah. And you just get pissed off with your villagers, so you just pick them up and throw them in the sea and shit like that.
Get in the sea.
I remember a game like that on. Was it Populous?
They're very, very similar. Populous
was on the Amiga, man. That's like an old. And Populous: The Awakening was the third one, which kind of done a 3D version, which was a brilliant game as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
The other thing that I've done is, I've boot camped my Mac, so I have a PC side now, and I've been playing Counter Strike.
Anyone's
a Counter Strike fan?
Yeah. I was a Warcraft. I didn't really go for Counter Strike. I couldn't. Yeah. Everyone beat me. It was too crap at that.
There was two sides of our school. There was the Legend of Mir players, and then you had the Counter Strike players.
Was there?
And do you remember Legend of Mir? I just remember everyone. I never played it. But everyone spoke of Legend of Mir, and it was a World of Warcraft.
So the high school, like secondary school.
Yeah,
I don't even know what games you're talking about. I never heard of them.
I never understood it.
I was playing Pokemon or Final Fantasy pretty much the entire way through school.
Well, Counter Strike's just an FPS. Like,
I remember people talking about leveling up in Legend of Mir, and they were wizards, level 4 wizards, which now makes sense to me, but at the time,
it all comes back around.
But you know what? Well, that's the thing you can get on them games. Like 80 people, like charging on an enemy city, is like something that like you cannot experience in any other game apart from that sort of game, man.
Just for the sake of
pissing people off as well, it's brilliant.
I remember when like LAN games. We used to go down to Cybercaf down the high street.
Cybercaf.
I did my dissertation in the Cybercaf. Jesus Christ.
Jesus. I remember one in Chadwell Heath near Millaps.
Geezer in there ended up smacking me over the head with a baseball bat.
Millaps?
You must go for me. And we went,
over
a negative court case, which he basically got away with. Yeah, man. It went off with that.
Fuck.
Yeah. Because remember they used to have all your Osama bin Laden screensavers? So I just went off. I can't. Do you know what? We won't go into it because it's too important.
Boycott the CyberCalf.
Well, he's no longer there. In fact, actually, I actually saw the guy in the newspaper about 7 years later. He'd been done for going to a training camp.
Oh,
yeah. So it was like,
Well,
you should have away then.
It was weird, weren't it, James? It burnt down soon after the court case, didn't it?
Psycho as well, mate. Come up behind me. He done me with a baseball bat. Like, I ended up in front of him. And he just started whacking me. And I was pissing out with blood. I mean, like,
shit.
My skull is actually a different shape from where he hit me. It's brilliant.
Oh, my God. Anyway. I feel bad for having such cherished memories there. This was all probably happening behind me whilst I was smashing.
He's just on Counter-Strike, like, headshot. Oh, my God.
See, I just remember Milap's mini market in Street Fighter 2, and that was Milap. About it.
He was a beautiful guy. I love Milap. He's brilliant.
He got so much abuse from Warren Kidd.
If you own a shop near a school, it is what it is, isn't it?
Exactly.
I just never had that problem. I remember going into Ann's, which was like on the shop in the corner next to the school. Yeah. Like in school uniform and just chatting away to the guy and him just giving me fags. I remember him saying to me once, like, but like, and I was, like, we were only in year 10, so I wasn't 16. And that used to be at the time, obviously, the age to smoke. And just buying fags and him going, yeah, I don't mind because, you know, like, I know that you're 16. I'm not going to turn away business. Like the school keep on coming down to have a go at me, but I'm like, at the end of the day, if you're legally old enough, I don't care if you're in school uniform or not. And I was like, yeah, cheers, mate. I'm only like 14, but all right, cheers.
I don't think that was his real name.
Cool. Great.
Yeah. Bloody hell. Cheers. All right, let's talk some business. So I've done this we are recording episode 28.
Wow.
Look at that. I mean, it's technically way more than that because our first like 10 episodes were two-parters. But yeah, episode 28 we're recording tonight. It is technically only the 29th of September. This is going to be released, I think, on the 16th of November. Wow. So we're advanced somewhere. So I wanted to talk. We're currently running a giveaway promotion to give us reviews and stuff like that. But by the time this episode gets released, that's going to be done and dusted. And we should have announced a winner by now. So
hopefully we'll have a new one by then.
And hopefully we're going to have a new one as well. Now, what I'm going to say is, I'm going to assume, hello, people in November, that we've had a really good giveaway month and it's been amazing. So thank you, everybody who took part in that. That's amazing. And I am currently in talks with some other people about another stuff, like more stuff that we can do to give away more stuff again in the future. Otherwise, I don't think I've really got any businessy stuff to say today.
Can I just say, last episode, I said Chris Macquarie was the drummer in Florence and the Machine. it was Chris Hayden. There was
three. Are we doing redactions now?
There was three Chrises. There was three Chrises in Kilkus, and Chris Hayden was the drummer.
He's been waiting 3 weeks to say that.
Honourable man, right there. He remembers his
correctly. I had to put it straight.
We're doing Reader's Wife next.
Every Tuesday, we're like, guys, are we playing tonight? Now we know why he's been asked.
It's been bugging me.
Fair enough.
He hasn't moved since the last
Chris Macquarie was the guitarist in Kilkus.
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome.
Should we
also
place... go on.
I put What's my mate doing? Gary onto the D&D show today because he was bored at work and I said, what do you do at work? And he said, I'll watch films and do this, that and the other. And I said, have you ever listened to podcasts? And he went, nah. And I went, why don't you try
I'll play Retcon again.
And he listened to the first one and he said, I quote him.
I'm not really sure.
I'll quote him. No, he was. He said, highlights from episode one. I just throw shit. Brick chair. Break his ankles. Yeah, if you like. That's what he sent me. And I said, well, I hope if he's still listening, come this episode. Cheers, Gal.
Man, that feels like so long ago now. I mean, we started this at the beginning of lockdown way back in April.
Lockdown was new.
It was all new and exciting. And what's crazy is that we're now going back into second lockdown and it's bloody October in a couple of days. And that's really crazy that nothing's going away. So
it's actually BE now, like it's before event and AE after event. So what you're talking about... 0 BE.
Made me laugh. I was, you know, just our podcast that released yesterday was episode 21, and I was listening to that while I was walking the dog. And we're talking about the heat wave and how hot it was and everything. And I'm I've had the heating on, it's cold. I'm like, it's raining.
A fan going. The weirdest thing is that washing machine's been going since then.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's getting up for its last spin as well. So it's about to get really noisy. Sorry. Well, let's fucking play some D&D.
Let's do it. Going for half an hour. Where were we up to?
Where were we indeed? I vaguely remember.
As far as I remember, last we were going down the chimney. And
yeah, it was
Christmas episode.
And I chastised you because you hadn't seen Legend.
Yeah. Are you sure you're not thinking of Christmas time?
Yeah.
Oh, can I just very quickly interrupt?
Oh, got you. Okay, go. Yep.
I've been doing a lot of castings and stuff over the last few weeks, and got a job interview on the 13th of October. You might be looking at Lakeside's new Santa Claus.
No fucking way.
I'm no borrowing my mate's kids. I'm coming down with my mate's kids.
I will make the drive down.
I like preliminary stages, but I'll let you know as the weeks progress.
Please put all of your effort into this job.
I know, right?
It has to happen. I'm going to come and sit in your fucking knee, Sean. I don't give a shit. I don't care about the kids. I am coming down there.
Right. So James went down an hole.
So basically...
escaped even.
Yeah. You on a side quest of a side quest of a side quest. And like, you had gone... I think you were basically on your way back to Fandel. No, you were on your way back to Agatha the Banshee after buggering off to get her special little gem thing back at the castle. And you'd cleared that out. And on your way back, you bumped into some Lion Shield Costas people, I think. Yes, and they'd taken on Carp Alderleaf, I think his name is, the boy, as a squire. You camped up with them just outside Phandalin. They would go to Phandalin. You would go back up the tribal trail towards and finish off your quest with Agatha. When you were ambushed in the night by some orcs, pretty much all of the guards near enough were killed. You got a bit dicey for you guys as well at one point, especially Burr, I think, went down once or twice again. And in the midst of the fight, you suddenly realise that Carp's gone missing, and so has Droop, and so has one or two of the other guards who just went missing. So you basically vomit and you chase them down, and you're like, oh shit, you know what, old mayor, whatever his fucking name is, the town master of...
Harbin Wester.
Yes. He was like, he wanted us to sort out these orcs, and we tricked him and took the money, been told him we had sorted out the orcs, but we haven't sorted out the orcs, and now all these people are dead, and now they've taken our friend Droop and this little boy. We've got to go and sort this out and rescue him.
So you
track him, kind of like in Lord of the Rings, which I know Pock hasn't seen, loser. And, you know, the whole bit like that, the hobbits have got been taken to Isengard, and you like hunt them down across country, and you come to Wyvern Tor, and you kind of scope around the giant hill. You see a plume of smoke, and rather than following the trail, which quite obviously goes to the front door, you decide, oh no, that smoke must, maybe we can kind of ambush them, their camp. But you find actually that this leads to like a peak in the hill, and the smoke's coming through a natural chimney. So you decide to kind of abseil down there. You tie off some ropes and you go down. You drop into this kitchen type area of this place. The next room, pretty much, it was really lucky that you went that way, because the next room, pretty much to door to that room, is the cells. And we've pretty much finished the episode with you noticing through the bars of this cell, Carp Alderleaf and... Your mate Droopy. And that's pretty much it, I think. Not bad, considering it was 3 weeks ago and I haven't done any prep. No prep. I've done zero fucking prep.
Am I right in thinking Droop's quite hurt?
Well, you'll have to wait and see, won't you, really, as to what's going on. Do apologise for the washing machine. If we hadn't have waffled for so long, I might be like, let's just wait for it to shut up, but... it ain't gonna happen. It does this for about 5 minutes. We bought this washing machine, and it's on a lot of episodes. We bought this washing machine on the premise that it was ultra
quiet.
It was advertised as being like really super fucking quiet, and it's not even old. We've barely had it a year. Piece of fucking.
Admittedly, if you'd actually gone to the supplier and said, "I want to use it in my studio," I think they might have said, "Yeah, we can't really cover that."
Also, you're not supposed to put your suit of armour in it, Luke.
No. Probably not.
Not machine washable.
Shouldn't be putting me. Oh,
you've got a fair. That probably gets its fair use, doesn't it? You've got a fair few of you there, haven't you?
What are you saying?
It's probably that rabbit's over lockdown. No,
we're an average family.
What? How many are that? How many you got?
Well, there's
so four, five. Yeah,
there's five of us in total. Yeah, three kids.
Yeah,
and, yeah.
That's what I mean. I lived on my own for 6 years. So
that's, yeah, that is a lot. Of that's clothes, a crowd. That's like five sets of clothes a day at least, isn't it?
Here we are. This room. You're in this room. So, we've surrounded
found
by
the boys, yeah?
Yeah, there's some beds lying around you, this cavern, boxes up there, and on the south of this there's lots of exits from this room, if you remember. You guys can see the map, so that you can go west, corridor to the west, you can go north, you can go sort of northeast, and southeast is where you came from, the kitchen. There should be a glowing fire down there. But so the south of this room, there's a gate, and behind there you see Carp and you see Droop.
To throw shit on the fire, I think James is having the same issue. I'm still on our main screen.
That's because I haven't moved you players.
Oh, well, that would be why.
See, both
I was painting
pop.
A picture. Yeah,
we refreshed and everything.
Refreshed.
Yeah, okay. Painting a word picture for you.
Can you suggest we do this all in our heads?
Paint the word picture. Go for it.
I just did. You were not listening.
I was.
You're damn good at it, man. That monologue you done was insane.
It was good.
What was
like,
it?
You know, what was it when Pop...
When you thought Pop
was going to die?
And we had some kind words about that as well on social
media.
The
one when you thought Pop was going to die, so you done like the backstory. That was...
Yeah. I was really, really proud of the...
You should be an author, man. That was sick.
Yeah, it's very good. You should write a book.
Merilu Ulglatha's, like, that kind of flashback as well.
Yeah,
that's very good.
The song as well. The song, man.
I'm not sure if I even want to play D&D. I'm quite happy just talking shit.
Just quite happy with the comp.
I got some nice dice.
Little Miss Sushi and D&D as well.
It's my birthday a couple of weeks ago. My wife got me these really nice metal dice.
Oh yeah,
they're lovely.
Yes, you need to be able to roll those.
Oh cool.
They don't roll. They just kind of thud.
Yeah,
love it. Oh, the best kind of dice.
I want to get a pair of. Like a set of thuddy dice.
Did you order those duck dice from Valkyrie RPG?
Not yet. I keep meaning to do it.
You need to.
Get some ducky dice.
Duck dice.
Yeah, yes. Little ducks in them. How perfect is that?
They've got little
Even though your
in
duck
them.
Is dead. Well, they're suspended. They are suspended in animation, to be fair.
Exactly.
Yeah, so they're kind of dead as well. So
they're all duck corpses inside dice.
dice of holding.
Okay.
I'll get him back.
You wait.
Right.
Dice of hold.
What's that noise?
Escapes.
Escapes. I don't know.
Puck.
Necromancer.
You came for me. My friends.
Hey. So I'm just trying to do
voice action. Washing machine's just finished the fire.
Finally.
What? Is that you, Drew?
I had to do this.
I forgot how to play.
Drew, baby.
Guys, you came for me. And then Carp's like just crying, and there's somebody else just unconscious asleep. And Carp's just. I shouldn't have signed up. I should have stayed at home with mummy. And then he looks up, and after Droop says whatever he just said, and he's like, Puck! Oh!
I think I'm Puck, aren't I? I'm not an animal.
I believe you are, Pock.
Pock, yes, cool. Are you okay, Cop? What does Pock sound like?
I tried to run. I tried to run, and they chased me, and they caught me. And they're going to eat me. Please, help.
Cop, come here. Are you hurt?
No.
Cop?
No, I'm not. I'm okay. And Jupe's like, I'm hurt.
can I
knock me unconscious.
Yes, can you hear
you? Yeah, we can.
Yeah, can I how much healing do you need, Droop? What do you reckon in decimal?
I don't know because some
where does it hurt, baby? Shall I do a medicine check?
You gotta get us out of here quickly before they come back.
Yeah, let's.
Let's Scarper because don't want to fuck about with some more orcs.
All right, can I just chuck 5 points of healing in, please?
Absolutely, you can.
Thank you.
And if we need to get them out of there, is it a locked room? Did we find out?
So you want to try and open the door? Yes, it's locked.
Okay, I'll try me lock picking then. What do I need to know for that?
Yeah, so there's a row of rough-hewn sapling trunks forms a crude but serviceable barrier across the mouth of this small cave, and a door locked with an iron padlock secures the room, and inside you see the prisoners. So there's a padlock on there. If you want to try and pick it, then you may try. Yep.
What do I need to use?
Has it been that long you've forgotten to play the game?
Genuinely, yeah. What's the roll?
You roll a d20. Roll a d20 for everything. Yeah, so you roll a dexterity check plus your proficiency.
Add guidance if you need it.
9 dexterity plus 4. So
roll
13.
Plus roll a d4.
Plus d4.
And your proficiency.
And your proficiency, sorry.
Proficiency is plus 2.
Yeah. You're 9 plus 4 is 13. Plus 2 is 15. Plus guidance.
Plus 4.
Ping! Nine. Like a professional cat burglar, the lock clicks open.
Who's there? Who's that? There's an extra body. We haven't really addressed this yet.
It's one of the guards is looking very injured, but one of the guards in the line should cost a crew.
Can we leave him there?
Can I do a medicine check on him?
Absolutely. Roll a d20. Right, add your medicine.
First, 6, unfortunately.
Yeah, he's hurt.
Okay, can I stick
his head's off.
I'll stick 5 points of healing into him too.
Okay, wicked. So yeah, you burst open the door. Do you go in and Carp runs up and just gives Pock a big old hug. Carp's a halfling, Pock's a gnome. He's about 12 or 13 years old. He's probably a bit taller than Pock, but he just hugs you and it's like, oh, thank you, Pock. What do we do? Okay, look. How are we going
to fucking open the door? Fuck's sake. Jesus. Give him all the fucking props.
Yeah, I was thinking that as well, because I think it was me and you, but...
Yeah, I think we should get the fuck out of him before we get any problems.
Hobbles up to Scapes and gives him a big hug, and he's like, ah, master, love you. Thank you for saving me again.
Scapes pretends not to melt.
Okay, so I think the captain was called Dirk and he died. So let's say this is
Captain Dirk, wasn't it?
Yeah, Captain Dirk. So this is Dodd. It's the body of, oh, well, not the body. He's alive, but he's injured. Of Dodd.
Soon to be body.
Human shield.
What's the plan, guys? How are we going to get out of here?
If I'm not mistaken, did we leave a return journey out of the big hole at the top?
Yeah, that's what I was afraid. You've got a big old rope hanging down there right above that fire. Yeah,
right. Off we go.
Right above that fire.
Do we not want to bring vengeance to these people? Like, I mean, can we really let them off the hook?
Have taken payment for killing these things.
The first issue is the safety of these prisoners.
I think we have bigger fish to fry, really, although I think we only want the money.
We could always relock them in this cage and they can pretend to have not seen us.
Like an ambush?
Well, I mean...
I don't know, I can't...
Actually, good thinking. But
I'm happy to do it if we take Carp out of the equation.
Well, if you want to take Carp out as well, I mean, I can do that, but yeah.
I think you misunderstand. Take him out.
Oh no!
Let's send Carp and the other guys up the rope, and we'll crack on.
Yeah, let's see if we can do that. While they're in there, Luke, I just want to have a little nose down both passages just to keep an eye out, see if anything's coming.
Right. So, what do you see? There's a big set of. You've got dark vision, haven't you? So there's a big set of double doors at the end. Yeah, I'm assuming that you can't see past.
I can't see through doors. That's not a racial trait.
There's some doors down there, which is why you can only see to where you can see.
Yeah.
Double doors. That way, absolutely.
I'll sort of signal to Burr to...
perception.
Oh, okay. I'm going to signal to Burr to look down the corridor to the northeast.
Northeast. Yeah.
Yeah, just like so we could both take a side of this chamber, really. Perception is a dirty 20.
Nice. Okay. So, yeah, you can hear with those fine elven ears of yours, half elven ears, there are some orcish style voices coming from just the other side of those doors.
Okay. I'm going to just signal to these guys that if we do, we need to do it fucking quickly.
Okay. So we just do like a massive run in and kick the fuck out of someone.
That's Burr, isn't it? That's typically Burr.
Pock starts dragging Burr. Pock starts dragging Carp towards the way they came in.
Hold on. Let's ask Carp and Droop. Have you guys been anywhere else in this lair? How did you get through here? They obviously didn't bring you in through the chimney. So what rooms and passages have you seen on the way in, if anything?
I was unconscious. They took me down in the fight. I thought I was done for, but... And then it just knocked me out. I didn't see anything. They threw bags over our heads. They caught me. On the way back, it was a long way. But no, I was tied up. I was gagged. There was a taste of this filthy rag in my mouth and this bag over my head, my hands bound. They took one of the guards. They took Steverin. They took Steverin. They took him. He was with us, but he's been gone. I don't know. There was a bit, felt swayy. I don't remember.
And he was willing to fight.
Did you give me some lay on hands?
Who are you?
I'm Droopy Boy. I'm clearly not the 13-year-old halfling boy.
Yeah.
Adam Rickman's turned up again.
I did. I gave you 5 points.
Excellent. I don't know how many hit points I've got, but that'll do. Yeah, that's fine. I should probably level Droop up soon because actually he's pretty much helped you in every battle.
Got more. He's
MVP.
Even when we're dead, he's been there, might be living on. So.
Let's have a, But yeah, I'm good with, I've got like, mechanically, like if I had to put some weird abstract figure on how healthy I am, if I was to say like that, maybe let's just assume that maybe my maximum hit points was like 12, whatever hit points
like,
are.
Yeah, you're like, then, like a life meter sort of thing.
I'm feeling like half. Like if I had to
that's
put,
cool.
Yeah, that's I'm six. All right, but I've got no weapons.
So like half out of what? If you was to put a max figure,
well, like on... you know how like some days you have good days, sometimes you have like. You feel really good about yourself, and sometimes you're just like, and sometimes like you injure yourself playing sports. Like,
I cast
today...
healing word by putting my hand over his mouth?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I think we need to concentrate on getting the people who don't want to fire out.
Pock is going back to the rope with Carp.
He's and gone. I think we should. I don't think we should split up. I think we should stay in the group. So, I think we should go with Pop.
Have you woken up, Dodd? He's still asleep or unconscious, and he's got bloody. You know, he's. You can see he's bleeding from a wound.
Medical check.
7 points for Droop.
That's better. Now I feel like I'm 100% strange. Isn't it lovely living in this magical world where we can do that? What a shame we can't do that in real life. They give you these tablets and they're meant to make you feel better, but they don't really.
I rolled a 14 on medicine. Can I see how hurt Dodd is?
He's injured. He's got a gaping wound across his chest. How you missed that the first time round, who knows? but yeah, you can see now there's blood seeping out of a big axe wound in his collarbone. He's all right. He could probably survive. And he's kind of just like...
sending one his way.
Nothing, that no magic that I've got can fix that. I'm afraid.
Can I not cure? Could I cure wounds him?
Yeah, you can. You can lay on hands. You can do what you like.
Well, I want to touch him. I definitely want to touch him. I know that much.
You're a filthy bastard.
And I want to touch him and let him regain. Equal to my 1d8 plus my spellcasting ability modifier, which is 2.
Okay.
5.
5 points of HP. His eyes, was this a spell or was this lay on hands?
It was a cure wound, so it was like I had to lay my hands on him, and I probably touched him just, you know, in that weird bit of your like waist that if someone touches you, you feel really vulnerable.
I thought you were going to say your gooch.
No, your gooch isn't on your waist.
No. When you said that weird bit, I was like straight away.
No, gooch. I mean, like, you know, when someone touches you there, you feel really like, oh,
Show me on the duck where he.
Yeah.
As you.
I know all too well what you're talking about, James.
Yeah. Thank you.
Many, exactly. many men have given you on the lower back in a way that you're like, ugh, gross.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Never had a problem with my lower back.
I'm on your page.
Yeah, exactly.
So as you do that and you do utter some kind of paladin prayer and you channel the divine god's magic through your hands, you notice the wound start to heal up a little bit. The bleeding stops and it kind of scabs up a bit. It's still there and it's still going to, you know, when you've experienced wounds, the magic will heal most things, but he's still, and he's looking at his eyes, he just gasps, and he looks at you and he's like, you, where am I?
Yes. Me.
Where am I? He sits upright and he's, where am I?
Be still, child. Be still. Be still. You are still not completely healed and you won't be for a long time because you need to learn a lesson. And that lesson that is, if you're stupid enough to get hurt, it's going to hurt a little bit, but it's good because it empowers us all.
Remember...
He suffers four psychiatric damage trying to figure out that sentence.
He both levels up and regresses slightly.
No, but we need to get you out of here as soon as we can.
Remember, whose turn was it on guard? And a shout, and I opened my eyes just as this axe came down. If I hadn't woken up, a second later, it would have taken my head off. But I managed to roll and it just cleaved me in the shoulder. Where am I? What's happening? Are we captured?
Not any longer. We're here to free you.
Where am I?
Basically, yeah, you're right. You got captured, bruv. What can I say? You got captured. That was an axe. That was no dream. That fucking hit you, mate, and you were a mess, I've got to say. You're a fucking mess, bruv. It was good you were unconscious. You would not have liked it. But
can I?
Like I say, we stitched most of it up.
Is this fella any good to us, or should we hoist him the fuck out of here and crack on with killing some orcs?
I don't think he's going to be any good to us.
Nah, let's hoist him out.
Give me a sword. I'll fight. I'm a member of the Lion Shield Costa, the highest trained mercenary group in all of the Sword Coast.
Can he stand up?
He starts standing up.
I just say, how many of you are left of the Sword Costa Coast people, Majid, who are great?
there are hundreds of us, thousands throughout the Sword Coast.
Well, the only one I can see has got a big fucking axe wound in his side, so...
It is but a flesh wound. Give me a sword.
Take your arm off.
Come here, I'll bite your legs off.
I say we give him a sword. What does everyone think?
If he wants a sword, he can have one.
Have we got a spare sword?
There might be some equipment in the area around here.
I think you've got a bag holding full of weapons. Be careful of the frozen duck as you're searching around in there.
Don't give him a frozen duck to fight with. Who knows what that might do?
Plus one cold damage.
Actually, give him a frozen duck. It might be quite amusing.
Who has the bag of holding?
Pock.
Yeah, the Puckmaster.
Right, okay, so we're going to give this geezer a weapon. If he kills himself, it's his problem.
Yeah. You're not with us. Where have you gone?
I've gone, mate. I'm with Carp.
Pock's down by the fire.
I couldn't move Carp, but I went ages ago.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, I'm gone.
Yeah, I noticed it.
So I was like, right, weapons. We need weapons.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how you want to play this, Luke, but in my eyes, you can't. Carp's invisible and he's halfway up the rope. I don't know if I need to roll for that, though.
There might be some rolling on that. Yeah, yeah, okay. Involves. So I think
you've cast invisibility on Carp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll come.
I mean, yeah, I didn't want to interrupt.
Might have wanted to have announced that that's what you were doing because maybe other
people would want Droop to. Should we send Droop with Carp to make sure Carp gets back okay?
I think Carp would be all right. I don't think there's anything else wandering up there, is he? Unless he gets eaten by a wolf. But
just it seems we've gone through a lot of effort. Yeah. We've gone through a lot of effort for this child just to go, go on. get on your way.
Off your pub. Right. Watch out off for the big pop. Spiders.
I didn't think we were going to like let him walk off. I thought we were just going to be like put him in a safe place and then.
Yeah, and then go and fight some orcs.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah.
I'm going to head towards the chimney and see if there's a way we can get them out safely.
Yeah, I mean, by all means, that's the way you came in. You know the way out. You can get up there. You've healed up Droop as much as you can. You've healed up Dodd, whatever his name was. Carp is... you can climb up. There will be some checks involved climbing up. Nice bit of water.
Let's get these guys out of here.
Yeah, you can climb up the rope. You can climb the rope. I can't be asked to make you roll dice every fucking 20 foot to climb a fucking rope. You can get up there. That's fine. If that's what you want to do. If that's what you want to do, you climb up the rope.
So can we find a safe place to hide Droop, Carp and whatever the bloke's name is?
Well, Carp's invisible at the moment, isn't he?
How long will that last?
The dude wants to fight.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm here with Carp. I'm not going back down. We don't need to. Feel free, but I'm.
Whoa!
I'm staying here with Carp.
But we've been through everything together, Pop.
Understandably, but this is a child. And
what about the time?
Invisible or not? And as he gestures, yeah, I accidentally smack Carp in the head. I'm so sorry. I'm terribly sorry. Look, I will gladly wait here for your return, but I shan't be going back down.
Okay, so are we all legging it, or are we going to go and kick some orcs' ass with the three of us? Are we going to risk it? Because we got our asses handed to us last time. Against
you were ambushed in the middle of the night when you're...
We were ambushed... To be fair,
Pock, where can we compromise on this? Like, can we get them to a certain place and then we can come back and deal with this, or are we abandoning this? Is that what your like final line is?
Look, I'm happy to respect you
as a short, little man.
Me and you have been through this exact moment before, and I'm not leaving him. I'm not here to question you. I'm happy to take him back to Phandalin, face the music, and then come back as a way of an apology. Or I'm happy to wait here and look after him until you come back. I have enough camouflage to look after the both of us. And I don't want to stop you in your adventure. And I will wait here. And
I just don't know if we can. We're so used to having you in a fight. It's going to. Like you bring so much.
What would a fight be without reviving old Funking Dingle from Death's Door?
So what's everyone else thinking?
I think you're forgetting something, Pock.
Mm-hmm.
That we found a map of Phandalin, a clear ambush that's about to happen on the very town that you want to take this young kid back to, and we're going to leave it here. That we're just going to leave them to continue their plan.
That's very. But very fair enough. Look, maybe...
No, you
maybe
know what, Pock? If you're scared, just say.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, my God.
Look, it's Phandalin or no Phandalin. I'm happy to wait here and with Carp. We don't have to go to Phandalin. I'm happy just... I just want him safe wherever we take him. I understand. It's a very good point, what you're making. But either way... I'm not leaving his side, and he's not going back in the cave.
That's kind of why I thought he was safe in the cage.
Well, maybe down there isn't a safe
environment for a child.
For a child or a gnome.
What?
And I don't think I can get him in the bag of holding.
You could, but he might be suspended in animation.
I've looked for Carp dice.
You're concerned about the child's safety. The bag of holding is not... It's a vacuum. He will literally die.
You cannot put
do not do that.
Yeah, chuck him in there. It'll be fine. Fraser will deal with the consequences later. You have to wait a couple of levels until you get greater restoration. Bring him back.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a little bit bloodthirsty. So
let's just scan right.
Put these sodding orcs out.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, I'm going to go and do the orc thing. Pock, is there anything you can give us for our journey? Are you going to be all right up here? Will you be able to, see, the thing is, what if Pock gets attacked?
Well,
Well, I've got, I have invisibility, pass without a trace.
You can give it to your.
I can hide your, it. I mean, I'll do my best to protect the other one as well, but you know, my.
Okay. Well, I'll grab Pock roughly by the shoulder and I'll go, good luck. Like in a really dramatic way.
I'm going to give Scapes
a blowy.
A blowy. I'm gonna give him the bag of holding.
Yeah.
Full of weapons. I'm also gonna give
and a duck.
Who's got the most, he's a higher armor class. Who's likely to stay up the longest? Scapes?
Well, I've got the highest.
Scapes.
I'm gonna give Scapes my necklace, the Raven.
Ooh.
Keep this on you at all times. And if I need to find you, I can.
You want you to look good when you're dead.
Okay, so if I need to find you, just be here.
Yeah, I will be able to locate this should I need to find you.
Oh, that's so sweet. I really feel like I should kiss you right now, but yeah.
And then I turn into Leslie Nielsen and say, good luck. We're all
definitely kissing you now. Cool.
What's going on, guys? Are we...
Sean has been so desperate to play D&D and now he's not going to play.
I know. I realised that. I mean, and I was like, fuck, I'll find something to do. I'll whistle like a canoe or something.
Puck can absolutely have some inspiration for the next time he needs it. That's a great character role play, and I'm really impressed that you've decided.
That was amazing, yeah.
Yeah, Puck is going to spend
be drunk?
The next couple of days.
Couple of days, fucking up. How long are you going for? This isn't the cave, is it?
This is for weeks.
You want to take carp? I mean, like, so let's show you.
Yeah, no.
So if Pock's taking carp back to Thingamajiggy.
Well, no, I'm not going to go back to fat. I'm literally going to wait outside.
Well, you're just waiting at the top of chimney.
Yeah, somewhere in the area. I don't want to. Millicent was right. Going back to Phandalin is potentially a fucking stupid idea, but I'm not going back in there with him. So I'm going to wait in the area. I'm going to head towards the place where we were overlooking
the outcropping of the.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm going to tell these before they go that we'll be in the area where we overlooked the mountain.
All right, okay, I see that. That's fantastic.
Not near where we were attacked by the bears.
See, all that means to me is we let Burr deal with this operation and we go his way, which is we basically just go fucking doom on everyone and go mad. So we can get out of here quickly as we can get back to Pop.
There's lots of weapons in the bag of holding, but I'm not sure they'll be any use to you. And a keg of dwarven brandy, should you need it.
Let's kick some fucking butt.
I can't give you anything else, I'm afraid. I tell you what, I will, before they head back in, if this is now, I will cast Pass Without a Trace on them all and that lasts an hour.
Oh, excellent.
Don't we have to stay within 30 feet of you, though?
Yeah, fuck that. Sorry, you're on your own. good luck.
I'll tell you what, Pock, I'm going to have some choice words for that boy's mother when we get back to her.
Because this is blatantly about the mother, isn't it? Like, that's what it is. Like Pock fancies
her. Oh, is that?
I heard she likes druids, so. Well,
it can't be for the kid. He's a bit of, he's a bit milk wet, isn't he?
Bit of a drip.
Yeah.
I'm sure that Pock would have said the same about you, Scapes. He rescued you, so.
Well, yeah, that's right. I was very milk wet back then.
With Pock going off with young Carp to keep him safe, the three adventurers dodge the brave and droop the coward and head back into Wyvern Tor to try and clear out some of the old Orky boys. We have to find out how that goes next week. We haven't done much playing, but
not real next week. Like, you mean like next week as in like internet
podcast next week or real next week?
Next episode on the Ice and Die Show.
Excellent.
Before I go, as much as I am busting for a piss, want to start doing some stuff, and I want to start reading some reviews because I think people are going to the effort of reviewing us. We've just done a massive competition in the future. There, where we are now. where, you know, people have been reviewing us for a prize. Oh, I want to give some recognition out. So one last thing before we go, okay? I want to say thank you to the following people. I'm going to go through some of our old ones. I want to say a massive thank you to YJFCBHD, who reviewed us on iTunes some months ago now, saying, great listen, I'm starting to get into playing D&D, so I like to see people play it. I stumbled across this and I couldn't stop listening to it. This is a great podcast. Somebody else who's just called themselves Dungeons and Dragons, great indie D&D podcast, a great D&D podcast, well worth subscribing to. And a massive thank you to Billowing Mike B, who, if I have to hazard a guess, is from the Billowing Hilltop podcast, who is a good guy. But yeah, great fun. Get straight into the action. Great GM. Good atmosphere. Recommended. Thanks, guys. I'm going to start doing this regularly. So give some love out there. If you, and I'm going to keep on doing this. So you want your review read out on there. If you want to just give us a review and just like advertise your shop or say something stupid, and I'll read it out.
We will read it out.
As long as
if
it's
you
not
plug them, they will come.
Yeah. Otherwise,
it's going to be like a Ron Burgundy situation.
That's all it, yeah. Otherwise, yeah. Thank you very much, everybody. We'll catch you soon. Look after yourself. Be safe.
The D&D Show would like to thank Sorco Soundscapes on YouTube for the music used in this recording. Find them on Twitter at Sorco Sounds. Thank you to Lewis Gell for writing our theme tune. Find him on Twitter at LewisSWGell. And thank you to our very own James Blyer for creating the new incredible orchestral arrangement. Lastly, from all of us here at the D&D Show, thank you for downloading our podcast. You are amazing. We'll see you next time. The D&D Show is unofficial fan content permitted under the fan content policy and is not approved or endorsed by Wizards. Portions of the materials used are property of Wizards of the Coast LLC.
There. Bird bolt thrower here. Excuse me one second. Oh, you bastard. Oi, Scapes, wrap up a bit of that old meat for me, will ya? Do you sometimes find yourself in the midst of battle wondering if a creature is flanked? Wondering if you meet the criteria for sneak attack? Well, look no further. Grab your player's handbook or other D&D books at langdongames.co.uk using the code DICEANDDIE for a whopping 15% off of their D&D range. That's langdongames.co.uk. Happy adventures.
Welcome to Roleplay Retcon Studios, located at the nexus of all alternate universes, including the sexy vampire ones.
Ooh.
At Roleplay Retcon, we remake famously disappointing movies using comedy, hindsight, and tabletop RPGs.
Like Dungeons and Dragons?
Yes, but specifically not Dungeons and Dragons. We take a second pass at guilty pleasures like Batman and Robin or Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, and even some controversial favorites like Twilight.
But I love those movies.
We do too, and all of the movies we do have something to love. If they didn't, there would be nothing to reimagine. At the end of each series, we compare our vision to the original films, because why the f*** not?
I can't wait to listen to Roleplay Retcon, wherever podcasts are available.
I'm gonna listen to it before you do.